Begin the current daf, Mesechta Avodah Zarah, daf Ayin Hey. Begin the Mepes, Igum Tesmata, begin the Gemara, the Kisna Meyashin. If it's made out of linen, then you have to age it 12 months. And you have to leave it for 12 months. So I remember in time it says the Mapais, the cloths for Sadin Shalon are now linens, Shoshoru Beyayin Nesach, that if it was soaked in Yayin Nesach, ain't Sarah Liashin, you don't have to age it for 12 months. And the fact is, Medoy Kama from the fact that it doesn't say Kol Klei Pishtan Stam. It doesn't say, in general, all linen. Vessels. It's just these specific vessels that we're talking about that the sages counted. That's because Shoyibiki and Davka Biblios, and they were well versed in specifically in their absorptions. These items are very absorbent, therefore you have to wait 12 months. And there's no differentiation between Yain Nesach, Shu Tzoinen, which is cold, Bein Shar Isser, Riseach, and any other hot. That fell on the cloths. All of this you could permit by laundering in a secondary vessel, meaning a hot water was poured from the primary vessel to a secondary vessel. Kibadda you do, because it's definitely well known. They keep his gadol by a huge laundering. That it bangs it many, many, many times. It's not possible that the prohibition will not come out. Maybe you could differentiate, however, between a prohibition that sticks, that's not so sticky so much. The knife, you just rub it, you scrape it, and then it's okay. The Gemara explains this, we're going to lach the batzain to cut something cold. And it's not similar to when you slaughter with somebody that's a treifa, which is also not kosher. Desagi bikinuach abliyasa. That's enough for just to wipe it, as the Gemara brings parakam the chul nafchetsam abeis. Because the shani sakin shalavi kachav and a knife of a non-Jew is different. Shabalu shabnun is tuba. The guy used it all the time. It's really absorbed with a lot of fats. So therefore, that requires scraping. But regarding a knife that was used to slaughter something not kosher, machmas adam the shark, it's only because of the blood from the treifa animal that's very smooth. No fattiness is getting absorbed, and therefore that would be enough to do just with a wipe. In contrast to what we're told, might be that requires scraping. Next says Mazda begins the words Gemara. The tefillah when you buy a vessel from a non-Jew has to be b'mayim shenida tefelas. It says may nida water that nida immerses, which is 40 sa. Now avgav deravi esagil hatvul mechaton v'tzinayiris. Although as the Mishnah teaches Pesachim Nazir, that only a revius of lug, a very small amount of water is enough to immerse needles and different small instruments. Midaraisa, that's from a biblical level. Hainu tefillas tumah, that's immersion from impurity. Tefillas klimidjum, but the idea of when you have to immerse a non-Jewish vessel that you acquired from them, chidushu, that's a novelty, because why would that be required? There's no tumah there. But by memsa, and therefore that's something that could be happened. The halacha requires 40 sa. Halacha is that when you have a vessel that's coated with something else, it's like the end, meaning whatever the coating is, that's the status. That is kelim shemchubim ba'avar mebefnim. That means vessels that are coated with lead from the inside. But if it's plated from the outside, and mechen kli eitz, and so too wooden vessels, mechushokim saviv ba'arzal mebechutz, that's ornament of metal from the outside, then according to the one who holds, which is brought in Shabbos of Samach, that you go after the base, Ein tzrichim tefillah does not have to be immersed, because kimin ein mishtamshim behen dechem ateches, since you're not utilizing it through the metal, the kli suda amur beparsha, because when we talk about food utensils that are mentioned in the parsha, ein mishtamshim that are utilized for it, and since these elements are not utilized, then we wouldn't say with the halacha kesayfai, it's only if it's on the inside, which is what you utilize, then we'll go based on the end, meaning on the coating, and then we'll have the halacha that could require a tefillah. Next test master begins gemara of shulim loy, but if it's borrowed, then this halacha does not apply. Now, Amr ben Shmuel, he says, Yisrael shashol kli mi Yisrael chaverin, a Jew that borrowed a vessel from his fellow Jew, shekonim oivik ha-chavim, that had been purchased from a non-Jew, tzarech tefillah has to be immersed, kim shabol, techiv tefillah b'yad Yisrael rishon, although we said by borrowing it doesn't require, but this already required from the non-Jew that he bought from, the first Jew, and therefore it would require, even though the second Jew is borrowing from the first Jew. Like it says, in the words, if it's because he holds that a collateral is like a sale, he wasn't sure. Now, since this question has not been resolved, what's halacha by security, by collateral? So we require the immersion of this security because of that, but we would not make a bracha because we're not sure if that's the halacha. Now, maybe it's like kli, shekonim, and oivik, tefillah. Now, let's say you also have an addition, a different vessel that you bought from a non-Jew that definitively requires immersion. So, very simply, table this one with that one, be bracha shneim, and let the bracha go on both of them. So then you'll take care of the bracha just in case. Now, if someone gives a vessel to a non-Jewish craftsman to fix, even according to one who says with the Gemara Kedushin of Memches, that Omen Kainish Bishvach Kali, that the craftsman really, he owns the improvement in the vessel. So like it's almost so to speak, like now that's being transferred from the non-Jew to the Jew and he's getting paid. No, it's still the vessel that was fixed, does not have to be immersed. Even the ancient Moyal love, because you don't have the non-Jew's name on it. It's not like it was his. The Levika Maisa Shahayu. It's not like the story that was, meaning in the biblical story, Shahayu, Hakilim, Shal Midyan, these were belonged, it was owned by the Midianite people. So therefore, it doesn't require tefillah. Now, however, if someone sells a vessel to a non-Jew, and then he buys it back, then it would require immersion, because it was owned, it had his name, it was this mark who owned this vessel. But if someone, let's say, gives his vessel as security to the non-Jew, then he redeems it back, that would not require immersion. Even though the one is not sure, if the security is like a sale, but regarding this case, that's most definitely because when from the Jew getting it back, that's not like a sale, and therefore it would not require immersion. Make this master begin with the words, so you would have to do hagalo to purge the blias, and you do tefillah because it's from the non-Jew, and then they're okay. Now, so it says, love davka, it's not necessarily that order, magabach kachyatvah, that first to do hagolah and tefillah, even if you do tefillah first, because hach tefillah in b'shal tumah, it's not like, oh, it's like an impurity that will have a good tevil of a sheretz b'da, as if, like the classic, you know, how you're immersing in mikvah, when you're holding the sheretz in your hand, that like, oh, how could you do tefillah if it's like still not kosher with hagolah? No, the tefillah chadoshim tzrichim tefillah, because even new vessels that were never used require immersion. But it's not nami, and like we learned, the mishnah also sock a sack and a knife shafa, you scrape it, be tahara, and it's okay. Avagav the tahara legamri, although it's not totally okay. Shari tzricha gil, because it still needs to be purged lachtach reisech. If you want, let's say, cut hot stuff with it. Falachi, even so, matvil, you could tevil it lachtach vatzain, and here also like to cut cold with it, so even though you didn't do hagol yet. So why do you send the Braisa Magilim Bereisha to do Hagolah first? From the Chamira, it's just because it's more severe. Mnei Issa, because of the prohibited tastes that are inside that are going to make the thing treif. That's why it says it first, but technically it could be the other way around too. Next, it says, and all those things that were utilized with them, if you didn't do evil, didn't do Hagolah, didn't do Leib, until you have if it's Asur or Mutter. So the Mandutani Mutter, according to one that says that it's permitted, so Nakut Shaper makes sense. That you're saying actually yatvil, that oh, you know, you didn't tevil it. So we're saying that it's okay, you know, even though you didn't tevil. Avamanda tani aser, according to one that says that it's prohibited, ain't lesser, you're not going to say it's prohibited im nishtamish by kum tevila, if you used it before it was tevil. So why does it say ad shaloi nitvil? So me, but you could say, no, the gazer otter kaim hagal of liban, that there would be a gzeira. Of yeah, before tevila, because of before hagol and lipan, like because that would be a real problem. If you say tam lufgam is aser, says you got a real problem if you didn't do hagala. So because of that, you would say the same thing also even for tevila, even though for sure, like Tosis takes for granted that for sure should not make the food aser because you just didn't do your halacha of tevila.